He's good, generally. He's been on the grass today, so we'll wait and see. Obviously, give him the benefit of the doubt overnight and then see how he responds to his work today.
Was he touch and go last weekend? Was...
Yeah, he's still a bit like that because it's we've had the injury scan. It's nothing major, but it is still one that, you know, has to be taken care of. It's, you know, one that we have to be careful with to make sure it doesn't basically, you know, turn into anything longer term, you know. But at the minute, he's been moving well all week, but we've just got to be assured that he's capable of playing, so we'll know more tomorrow.
Nice to have Dean Marnie back involved last weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a, you know, a window to get him involved. It doesn't guarantee the next step of his, you know, rehab, because he still is coming out of that period, a long period of injury. He's out of it injury-wise, by the way, I must make that clear, but you understand there's more to it than that. You know, that idea of getting true first-team fitness through training, of course, through reserve games, and then inevitably you have to get on the pitch. And, you know, he's getting a lot closer, and if called upon now, I feel, and he feels, he's at a level that he could at least perform, and that's the key thing, because, you know, hopefully it means another upward curve from there on in.
Could have been nice for you last weekend, hasn't it? Because Marnie on the bench, Loughton you brought in the summer on the bench, likes of Taylor, Keitley, Vogue's not involved. I mean, you must be happy with the squad here now.
They're not always happy, because they can't all play, you know, but the feel in the squad and the way they're going about their business as a squad, and I made that clear, because we've already seen the impact that some of the substitutions have had, and when people are called upon and they've played, it's a vital factor. You know, if you want to be successful in anything, but of course in football and in the Championship, you need that mentality as a group, and I think it's been clear to see there is that strong mentality, and it is as a collective. It's not just the 11 who are out there, and you know, Marnes can only support that at the moment and fight for his chance to start again, amongst many others. You know, Kais has done well for us, Matty Taylor's done well for us, Reuven's learning and adapting and changing, and Chris Long behind that with bits and bobs that he's played. And, you know, there's I can name them all. There's just, if you, Louts has been ever so patient, you know, he came in as a starter and Tendai's done so well that he's been patient and understood the realities of that situation, for example. But like I say, amongst many others, Wardy, you can name them all. You know, they're all fantastic professionals. They give a lot to what we are and what we want to do. And they just have to be ready for if that time comes when they're playing.
Just on Reuven, Burnley fans have not seen a great deal of him. But when he's at his best and fully fit and all the rest of it, what will he bring to the team, do you think?
Well, he's someone who can score. We know that. He's got a very powerful left foot. He's unlucky last week with good movement in the box to get a good chance. Their keeper makes a good save. He's still learning. Not so much the game, you understand. It's more, adapting is a better word, actually, because, you know, he's not like he's 19. You know, he's a more rounded professional. But adapting is what the challenges of the Championship are. So we're still not expecting miracles out of him. He's shown signs. He's shown some glimmers of what he's about. And we think there's more to come. The same with Chris Long. You know, there's a nice little... At the moment, it's fair to say that Vokesy and Andre are starters at the moment. But the two behind them are pushing, you know, and they're pushing in training. And Longy had got quite a few minutes on the pitch before the Wolves game. And so we're thinking of him as well, you know, as being someone who can push. And obviously, if Vokesy doesn't make it this weekend, then there's another decision to make. You know, so there's another possibility for them to get time under their belt and play for us.